It's Friday, December 3rd, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As the Burmese army continues to fight opposition in various states in Myanmar, more churches in the Christian-majority Chin state fell victim to armed attacks followed by looting. The Chinwin reports that on November 28th, the army fired their weapons targeting St. Michael's Church and its convent, forcing the priests and nuns to flee the town and hide in a safer area. The following day, Burmese soldiers looted the convent building and stole many valuables, including $4,800 of cash, medical supplies, bags of rice, and a computer. Plus, the army looted Emmanuel Baptist Church in the same town. Chin State is a stronghold of the resistance groups currently battling the junta. Over 90% of the population is Christian. Pray Psalm 82 verses 3 and 4 for the persecuted Christians in Myanmar. Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. On Wednesday, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas peppered U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar with questions related to the case that could lead to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, reports RealClearPolitics.com. Representing the Biden administration, Prelogar opposed the Mississippi ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
Would you state what the right is? Is it specifically abortion? Is it liberty? Is it autonomy? Is it privacy?
The right is grounded in the liberty component of the 14th Amendment, Justice Thomas, but I think that it promotes interests in autonomy, bodily integrity, liberty, and equality. And I do think that it is specifically the right to abortion here, the right of a woman to be able to control without the state forcing her to continue a pregnancy, whether to carry that baby to term.
So the right specifically is abortion?
It's the right of a woman prior to viability to control whether to continue with a pregnancy, yes.
Thank you.
Did you catch that? In this dialogue with Justice Thomas, Solicitor General Prelogar actually talked about the woman carrying the, quote, baby to term, end quote. That's quite an admission indeed from the radically pro-abortion Biden administration, which seeks to dehumanize the baby in the womb at every turn. Interestingly, Prelogar previously clerked for Judge Merrick Garland, our current leftist attorney general. In an hour-long ABC News special last night, George Stephanopoulos was the first person to formally interview Alec Baldwin after the actor allegedly fired a gun on the set of the movie Rust on October 21st, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza.
You described it as a one in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that?
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened?
Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
You can catch the interview on Hulu as well as on ABC's upcoming 2020 broadcast a week from today, Friday, December 10th. And finally, an uplifting story about T.J. Lawler, a grocer with Whole Foods in Redwood City, California. 6 years ago on a Sunday morning, T.J. was stocking the frozen section at the store when a young boy with Down syndrome walked down the aisle, reports NBC Bay Area. That boy was Riley Dane, now 19 years old. After introducing himself, T.J. asked Riley if he'd like to help him fill the freezers. Riley said yes and loved every second of it. In fact, Riley and TJ hit it off so well that Andy Dane, Riley's mother, made sure to make a visit to the store a weekly ritual. Years later, they're still coming back. Riley races in each week, and while his mom shops, he finds TJ and helps him stock the shelves, take out the trash, and pick up groceries for his family.
Sometimes when there's someone with a disability, it can be harder to get to know them, especially if they are not able to communicate.
That's cool, right?
And TJ took the time to really get to know Riley. He took the time to meet him where he was at, to learn about him, to see his strengths.
Andy Dane even wrote a story about the friendship for her local paper, sharing how Riley's confidence soared after each visit, being drawn ever more out of his world into the wider world around him.
That just blew me away. It really did, you know. I never thought, like, little old me would have such an impact in someone's life.
What's more, TJ said, is that the experience has made an impact on his life as well. He said, quote, "Every time this guy comes in, nothing but love, nothing but smiles," end quote.
Some days I'm a little bit down myself. This guy cheers me up. So they're saying I'm cheering him up. He's cheering me up too. That's why I look for in a friend.
Matthew 7 verse 12 says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.